Today Rumi talks about some very delicate stuff. This is the end of one of the main arguments. So to him, it looks like he finished a chapter. In this chapter, with two stories, one main character named King of the Jews meant the fellow who counts on his personal effort. He described it to you. He said, you could do that. That's the first thing that comes to you. The natural stuff in you, because you are living in a house, let's say. This house has different rooms and different people are living in here. First of all, the animal is here. You are riding the animal, the machine. You're aware of the machine and this stuff. Okay? So there are things that come naturally. The first instinct in you is, what was the first problem in you, in the animal in you?
Hunger. Breath.
Why do you invent it? I'm talking about this book. I'm talking about the stories. I started right from the beginning again. He said, your problem is because you believe in your logic, and your logic comes from the superficial observation in this universe. Therefore, you start with your animal instinct, which is jealousy, envy, or whatever you want to call it. We don't call it that. We'll describe it to you. First story was the king and the handmaiden. That was the part you fell in love with your brain, actually. The second was the parrot. The parrot said, look at you. You see only the surface of everything, and you judge it by that. The third one is this main story, which is a very important one. First instinct in here. You know what I like and what I dislike? Where does it start? Me liking something or disliking something? You have a wild guess. When did I start to like something or dislike something?
When somebody told me it was good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Really? So if nobody ever told you that something is good or bad, you had no preferences, huh?
No, when I first got hungry, I guess.
Ah!
It's bad.
So it starts before your brain. That's the point. It starts with this machine. This animal, with hunger, knows the taste. You don't need the knowledge to do that. It's not you. It's this one. Right? Okay. This one has the already loaded program in it. What is that? I like my group and I hate others. This is the wolf, right? It's in you. This was the first king. But in you, now we're talking about a belief. Whoever believes differently, you hate him. And whoever believes like you, you love him. Both are the mistakes. That's how it works. The first king was a king who was a Jew, and he didn't accept Christianity. And to ruin Christianity, what did he do? He tried to kill them all. How? By hurting himself. The vizier killed himself, and he's going to be in the flame in the next stage. That's what that kingdom is all about. The animal kingdom in you will ruin you because it will bring you down to your animal instinct. You have to grow above that. So you have to know it. He described it in a story. One story was not enough. The second one was about the idol. You have an idol. If we bow to that, you forgive us. If not, you try to burn us. What will happen? We'll see. The fire will burn you. You don't get it. Because that envy that jealousy will kill you. The other people that you are jealous of, they don't know you're jealous of. And some of them, if they know, they enjoy it. Because it's a pleasure to them if they're like you, your enemies. And where do these lines come from and things like that, we'll talk later. Now we are at the end of the second story. We saw this king that even observing a miracle didn't change him. He didn't like the miracle even. Remember? Shouted to the fire that, oh, you son of a bitch, why aren't you burning these guys? Or this is my tough luck, or what? And the fire said, no. Rule is rule. And exception is exception. Right? Now Rumi wants to let you know what is this exceptional rule about. So, he will question the first rule of your intelligence. What is the first rule of your intelligence? You people now, couple of centuries after Rumi, and well-organized and computerized and all that. What is the basic rule, the first rule of your logic? That is under question here. What do you say? Right or wrong? No, right and wrong is a judgment. Before that is the base of the logic. Your brain looks at this universe with rule of cause and effect. Right or wrong? Cause and effect. Do you think something happens without the cause? Is there any effect without the cause? Or is there a cause without the effect? All of you, you have to say yes. And what a silly way to see this universe. Let's hear it from Rumi. Rumi will talk today about cause and effect in a very delicate manner. Let's hear it first. John.
When he pleases, pain itself becomes joy, bondage itself becomes freedom. Air and earth and water and fire are slaves. With you and me they are dead, but with God they are alive.
Okay, these are almost nonsenses, aren't they? Talking about something that will be reversed, blah, 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 why? How could it happen in your natural life? We know that it will go to the depth of his explanation. But before that, what does it mean? We should remember what was the last verse we heard. Remember the last time? He said, let me tell you something like this, how you see the things. What is sorrow? How do you feel about sorrow? Your first reaction will be, sorrow is a bad stuff. I don't like it. Do you want to feel sorry? No? Do you embrace the sorrow? You said, if you know, yes, you will admire sorrow. Because first of all, sorrow came to you, sent it to you. You don't think that the sorrow is traveling, was sent to you from above. Why? To motivate you to do better. Because if you feel sorry from your shortcoming, you will become a better person. So feeling sorry is good. To learn to say sorry is good. If you teach your children not to ever say sorry and try to explain it and be a clever one, and find an excuse, this and that and that. This is the king, you remember? He's looking at the people going in the fire, not burning, and he was accusing the fire. He doesn't accept it even when it is there. That's the people who are not sorry about their shortcoming. That sorrow is something. if you see it that way. So you will love it. That's the difference. Now I'm saying, oh, you know what? When he wants, that sorrow will turn good. How? This is when your logical stuff is a little bit handicapped.